Listener, today's commentary is titled Indonesia and Malaysia Strengthened Palm Oil Cooperation. An outcome of Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto's visit to Malaysia was an agreement to strengthen cooperation between Indonesia and Malaysia on palm oil. It was reached when Indonesia's Minister of Trade, Budi Santono, accompanied President Prabowo in a meeting with Malaysia's Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on Monday, January 27th. During the meeting, President Prabowo conveyed that every country he visits always emphasizes their need for palm oil. He hoped Indonesia and Malaysia could further enhance cooperation in the sector. Indonesia and Malaysia supply 80% of global palm oil, making them the world's largest palm oil producers. This makes their cooperation essential for controlling the palm oil trade, given the trade has always faced barriers from developed countries who claim that it causes deforestation. However, Indonesia has overcome these barriers by winning a palm oil dispute at the World Trade Organization WTO against the European Union's discriminatory policies. The WTO panel ruled that the European Union unfairly treated palm oil-based biofuels from Indonesia with similar products from the European Union like rapeseed and sunflower oil. The WTO panel also found that the European Union gave preferential treatment to products like soybeans imported from other countries. Moreover, they criticized the European Union for failing to conduct a timely review of the data used to determine which biofuels were at high risk of indirect and use change, and there were deficiencies in the design and implementation of the criteria for low-risk indirect land use change under the Renewable Energy Directive II. As a result, the European Union has been required to amend its policies as the WTO panel deemed the Union has violated trade rules. Indonesia welcomed the panel's decision, but it's clear that challenges remain. There will be continue to be obstacles to trade competition. That's why cooperation between palm oil producing countries is essential. They must prove that the palm oil trade should contribute to the people's welfare rather than harming them. That's the commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.